Randall Show. It's the Benny Randall Show. It's the Benny Randall Show. It's the Benny Randall Show.
Welcome to another edition of the Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. And this powerful show brings you conversations with today's stars and tomorrow's legends. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Come on.
It's the Benny Randall Show. 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 It's the Benny Randall Show.
I love the Benny Randall. I love the Benny Randall. I love the Benny Randall Show. Yeah. I love the Benny Randall. I love the Benny Randall. I love the Benny Randall Show. Yeah.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of The Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator, a.k.a. Billionaire Benny, and we are here, like always, to bring you exciting and impactful entrepreneurs. You can learn more about me at BennyRandall.com, or you can go to our private community at BennyOnDemand.com. Or listen to this show and all other powerful episodes on BashaniRadio.com and download the app for the iPhone and Android at your leisure so you can never miss an episode. Today we have another extraordinary entrepreneur. Her name is Melody Robinson, is a chemical engineer, speaker, and an entrepreneur who is passionate about helping people of all ages reimagine the business of STEM. She can help you get excited about pursuing a STEM career field. She is a native of New Orleans, Louisiana. She attended the College of Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where she earned her bachelor's degree in chemical engineering with a business minor in manufacturing management. While at Carnegie Mellon, Melody was inducted into the Andrew Carnegie Society for her academic and extracurricular activity excellence. She went on to receive her master's degree in chemical engineering from Louisiana State University in Baton Rouge. During her time at LSU, she completed her master thesis on environmental remediation project titled An Institute Cap'n Design for the Remediation of Petroleum Contaminated Sediment. See, this is why I don't like reading these things, because these people, these old smart people, they got so these big old words, I can't even, I have to Google these words, you know what I mean? After completing her education, she started her career as a process engineer at Weyerhaeuser Pulp and Paper Mill, and then went on to work for Armstrong World Industries. She is currently an engineer at Dow, Inc. In 2020, she was profiled for her work on inspiring students to get interested in careers. Melody has spoken to over 500 students in her hometown of New Orleans and to get them interested and informed about STEM opportunities. Melody, thank you. That was a mouthful. Thank you for being on the Benny Randall Show. How are you?
I'm good, Benny. Thank you for having me.
First and foremost, I want to go back to that word that I butchered so much. can you say that your thesis was on environmental what?
Yes. Remediation. Remediation. Oh. Basically a big word for cleaning up dirty areas in the earth. Remediation.
Thank you for that layman terms. I appreciate that. Oh man, it's such a pleasure speaking to you. Now, a chemical engineer. What made you get interested in being a chemical engineer?
So when I was in high school, I had a teacher who my chemistry teacher. I enjoyed chemistry. I liked chemistry. She made it fun. She made it exciting. She made the periodic table exciting. We did all types of experiments, dissections. So that class made me get interested in chemistry. But at the time, you know, being a 16, 17-year-old, I knew nothing about engineering, which I'm sure a lot of kids don't know unless you maybe have a parent or somebody in your family who is an engineer. So I knew nothing about it. But I got into a program. A friend told me about a program called En-ROADS. And En-ROADS is a program that helps get minorities into internships for the summer. So I applied just because a friend told me about it. And once I got into the program, I found out that they wanted engineers because the jobs, I'm from New Orleans, Gulf South, a lot of, you know, oil and gas, chemical plants. And so the internships were at those places. And so they wanted engineers. At the time, I was about to start college at Carnegie Mellon University, but it was that summer before. And I had already submitted my information and told them I wanted to be a chemistry major because I like chemistry from high school, which I told you I had a great teacher. So that's why teachers are so important. If you have a good teacher, they can get students interested into STEM. But once I found out I had to be an engineering major to get into the program, and keep in mind, I'm a 17-year-old, and they were offering, I think it was about $1,200 for the summer. For me at that time, it was a lot of money. So I wanted to make the money. I wanted to get the opportunity. So I called the college and told them, I need you to switch me from chemistry to chemical engineering, because I knew they were similar. I figured I'd get some chemistry and chemical engineering. And so they did. They switched me from the School of Science to the School of Engineering. And so I was able to tell the program that I'm now a chemical engineering major and got into that En-ROADS program. And so that's how I became a chemical engineer. And when I look back on it now, I think, you know, I really didn't. It almost felt like it was just a whim. But, you know, it's those small inklings and those small whims and those small, you know, impulses that you get to move towards something you're interested in, those can make a big difference. So I'm so glad that I did that at the time, because it's really, you know, that was like a life-changing decision.
Very, very powerful. And doing my research in STEM, I realized that it said that STEM is an approach to education that focuses on hard sciences, develops critical thinking skills, and improves problem-solving abilities. And STEM is the science, technology, engineering, and math. What got you to this point now where you find joy in helping introducing people and young people that look like you into the world of STEM?
A few things. One, I just told you my story about how I was interested in STEM because of my, you know, teacher.
Right.
But also, I did not know about engineering, and I, you know, found out about it through that program. But that one small little decision was life changing for me.
Because the question I'm asking is, now that you have gotten to that level, what stirred your interest into helping others get to that level, and particularly those who look like you?
Right. So I was helped at that age. So now that I'm older and in the career field, I want to give back. You know, I knew the people that influenced me. So I want to be an influencer for other students, because I know it's just those small decisions when you're 17, 18, 19 that can steer your life one way or the other. And so that's why I am so passionate about giving back and speaking to students about STEM, speaking to adults about STEM, because even adults can, you know, make career changes in STEM.
You can't get too old to get involved in STEM, is what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. You're never too old to get involved in STEM. Right. And there's a program called the 110 program where you talk specifically about minorities. We're trying to, you know, it's very important. I'm a minority in STEM, and I know that a lot of times I am the only in a room, in a meeting, you know, in my place of employment.
Wow.
The only minority. I could be the only woman. I could be the only African-American, but the only, I've been in that situation way more than I'd like to be. And so I want that to change for myself for others. And then also in these companies, you know, I work for a company that makes products, consumer products. And in order to really reach all of the target audiences, everyone needs to have a seat at the table and be a part of the conversation, be a part of the work to increase these products and make the products work for everyone. One example is like hair care products for curly hair, you know, for either African American or anybody of any ethnic descent. My company has been really big in trying to improve that area and make products that are specific for curly hair. That's a market that's been missed.
Interesting. So it's good having somebody there who understands how that product is used in a specific community and in culture.
Correct.
And I guess that helps in the development of the product, is what you're saying?
That's critical in the development of the product. And so, you know, companies have wised up and they're working hard to increase minorities in these STEM fields. And it's just for the minorities to take advantage of these opportunities, you know, get the education needed and get on, you know, at these different jobs so that they can be a part of this and, you know, make good money doing it too.
Why do you think there are certain cultures that really take advantage of, you know, the science, technology, engineering, math, you know, track versus other cultures who don't? Is it a lack of awareness of the availability of it? Is it a money thing? Is it a lack of interest thing? Why don't a lot of other, what are some of the factors of why it doesn't go across the board, you know, in
right.
the people that are studying that?
I think some of it is just role modeling, you know, as, you know, he's talking about students, specifically African-American students. Many of them, you know, inner city students, the ones that I, you know, work with, they see basketball players, you know, athletes and entertainers, and that's, you know, they see them and the celebrity of it and then the money of it. And that's what they want to reach for because they think, oh, I can make a lot of money, be a celebrity, it'll be a great life. Everyone can't do that. Everyone doesn't need to do that. And that's what, where the eye opening can occur. Where students can understand there are other options where you can make a six-figure income, you know, without being an entertainer, an athlete. So some of it is just awareness. And that's what I really, one of my keys is that I just try to make students, people aware, adults as well, aware of the opportunities right in your backyard, right around you. A lot of the plants and facilities there, they're not right in the city, but they may be, you know, outside of the cities because they usually live on waterways. So the students, if they don't have any direct family members working at them, they'll just have no idea. So I think awareness is probably the first key. And the second key is just role models. You know, if they have a role model and can see someone who's working in that industry, you know, enjoying it, having fun, making good money, then they'll want to follow. So that's what I try to be as well, as a role model for those who are interested in STEM careers or those who have no clue about STEM careers so that they can learn about them and get interested.
Okay, now, for the young people that may be listening to this, what are some of the more exciting things in STEM that has amazed you that you didn't know prior to getting into it?
That's a great question. I mean, for me, I really enjoyed just learning how things were made. As a kid, you know, how is plastic made? I mean, I work in a facility where we make plastic. And I think what probably would be really amazing is to understand that pieces of equipment that are so large, as probably as large as, you know, a standard, you know, 2,000 square foot house, that is how, you know, big a piece of equipment can be, a heat exchanger.
Wow.
Or a distillation column can be as tall as a building.
Wow.
So just looking at the magnitude of how these products are made, you know, the products are made for society, you know, for millions and millions of people around the world to use all these products. So the equipment used to make them is, you know, on a scale that most people don't even imagine. So that's just really exciting for me, just to walk out and see how big everything is and then how much comes out of it, how much of the products come out of it.
I'm loving
this. It'll be tons and tons of material.
Mm-hmm. I'm loving this. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to The Benny Randall Show right here on the Bashani Radio app. And we'll be right back after this short break.
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO. It's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. You are listening to The Benny Randall Show right here on the Bashani Radio app. Make sure you download it in the iStore and for Android and iPhones. We have an amazing guest. Her name is Melody H. Robinson. She's a chemical engineer, and we're talking all things STEM. And this is an extraordinary because a lot of times we don't see people that look like us in the STEM world that often. And to have one right here, a very successful one, it's just amazing and intriguing. If you want to learn more about Melody, you can go to MelodyHRobinson.com. All right, that's MelodyHRobinson.com, and that's spelled M-E-L-A-N-I-E-H, Robinson, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N, .com. And learn more about her because she does go out to speak. She loves speaking to individuals. She loves speaking to schools, your groups. You can reach out to her via her website, and let's just make this happening. Melody, so let me ask you, what do you see? I like your thing is reimagining the world of STEM. And explain that to me. How do you see the world of STEM in the next 5 years?
Well, when I say reimagining the world of STEM, I really am thinking about just having a diverse group of people being a part of STEM. Coming up with new products, coming up with new ideas, you know, making products that work for all different cultures and races. So when I, yeah, like I said, when I am often in some spaces within companies that are STEM focused, a lot of them, you know, tend to be white male, and the tide is shifting and it's changing, but not quick enough. So when I reimagine the world of STEM, I just see it as being inclusive.
Very, very bad. Now, based on the world that we're living in now, where everything is changing into a digital landscape, right? But although we still got a lot of things that are happening, how do you see the world of STEM happening in the next 10 years? When I say that, meaning like, because technology has changed now. You were speaking earlier about, you know, the size of certain machines and things like that. But technology is getting better and it's getting smaller. And how do you see it affecting the world of STEM? Is it an exciting time, or are we in for some things that some challenges we don't know about?
I definitely see it as an exciting time. Just as you mentioned, you know, we have become and are becoming a more digitalized environment. Everyone has their smartphones and are connected, and that's no different within STEM. I work specifically in manufacturing. We're working towards digitizing manufacturing as well in multiple ways. And as far as the equipment itself becoming smaller, some aspects of it can, like I said, we can have things that are digital that we use now, but you know, as far as making actual product, I don't know if the equipment will get smaller yet, but it probably will in the future.
So what did you mean earlier when you said digitizing manufacturing? What did you mean by that?
Basically, just so we have real-time information on our processes to see temperatures, pressures, and what's going on in the process in real time. Whereas in the past, we didn't have that information, or we had to look at things locally. So looking at everything, just like in our regular world today, we, you know what your parents are doing. You know, you can have some smart device in the home and see what they're doing at any moment, or a camera, who's at your door. You'll know at any moment. You don't have to wait till you come home and see the package. It's similar in manufacturing. We're digitizing everything so that we can know in real time what's made and what's needed for our consumers.
Oh, man, I love that. I love this. This is actually so intriguing. Now, here's the question I want to ask you. Is it a myth or is it a fact that you have to be super smart to be in STEM?
I will say that is a big myth. So anybody can be in STEM. Anyone. No gender either. Man, woman, anyone can be in STEM and partake in STEM. A lot of people, you use your smartphone, so you're actually participating in STEM right now when you're using your smartphone.
Okay.
So yeah. So that's
definitely, Melody. I can tell you that because our studio has changed. We used to have tons of equipment in here. Now I'm able to connect with you and connect you right in the studio via, you know, your phone right into our studio system, you know, and record this whole conversation. And we've went from having like maybe 30 or 40 pieces of equipment in our studio to down to having about 2-3. And one of those simply being a computer and the other being a machine to capture this audio that we're doing. So I've definitely seen the change, especially a person coming from the music business. So I'm loving that because now I don't need a team of 20 people in here to capture this interview. And I think that's amazing.
Yep. And that's all the power of STEM. And also, I like how you talked about the music business, because people think of STEM as being just some nerdy little subset of, you know, engineering or science. But guess what? STEM is in everything.
Really?
STEM is in art. You know, we're combining art with science to create products and things. Music, you mentioned music. STEM is a part of music now. You know, a lot of people are recording songs. That's all STEM. When you have your producers and you're laying down tracks, that's part of STEM, all that equipment. So even if you feel like, oh, I'm an artist and I, you know, really like art and I'm creative, STEM nowadays, STEM is part of the creative. And some people actually add art as part of STEM. So STEM is not just one little box. So that's the other thing. If folks open up their mind, they can realize, yes, I can be a part of STEM no matter what my gifts are.
So just make sure we didn't brush over that. You don't have to be super smart to be in STEM, but you do have to be committed to doing it and wanting to learn and get to that point, right? Because a lot of times people get scared when you say STEM, you know, it's like, oh, that's for them smart people or whatever. You know, they don't think that, you know, if you have enough and if you have enough focus, you know, you can be part of that process also.
And I have a little secret for you. Everyone who's a part of STEM does not have to have a 4-year degree. Most people may think, oh, I need to go to college for 4 years. You know, a 4-year accredited degree is how I can get into STEM. No, there's a lot of other STEM jobs, and I'm going to speak specifically on manufacturing.
Really?
Electricians, welders, operators that do not need a 4-year degree. There are some 2-year programs that they can do to get involved and get in. And that's an area that's really a big push right now, that these companies want people who don't have the 4-year degrees, but maybe have the 2-year degrees from the technical colleges to get involved and make a great living.
Wow. Now that's exciting though. So you know what that reminds me of, Melody? It's like, you know, in the entertainment business and in the music business and the film business, you know, most people only see the people that are in front of the camera, right? And most people only see that star or whatever, but they don't realize that there's cameramans there, you know, there's graph, there's there, mm-hmm. there's people holding the microphones, and they're all part of that project, and they all make good money. It's just they're not all standing in front of the camera. So that's what that made me think about when you just said that, you know, because people might think that you have to go to school for a lot of years to be part of STEM, and you just knocked down that myth right there.
Right. Yeah, that is a complete myth.
Wow.
So yeah, be looking for those opportunities for you to getting a STEM without a college degree or a 4-year degree.
Wow, that is amazing. That is absolutely amazing. Wow, you just blew my mind with that. I hope you, ladies and gentlemen who are listening, it's only just me, you, and about 3 million people, Melody, mm-hmm. so it ain't a lot of people here. So we're going to keep this. No, we're not going to keep it secret. That's why we did it.
Right. Spilling the secrets. We're spilling the beans.
There it is. There it is. Now, what do you see for the future as we begin to, because I'm not going to put you on the spot on this. I'm going to just say this, Melody. I just see that even the way we do currency is changing, you know, with the Apple Pays and, you know, the Cash Apps and all of that. You know, it's coming to a point where people are not even doing money wise. STEM is going to play a part in that, isn't it?
Yes, STEM is what's driving that. STEM is what's driving all of those changes. And so for the future, I see STEM and STEM opportunities and STEM ideas, inventions, is what's going to change our society.
All right. So if people want to get in touch with you, want to learn more about what you do, let them know where they can go.
Well, as Benny mentioned earlier, check out my website, melaniehrobinson.com. That's MelaniehRobinson.com. And you can contact me and get my info right there.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Melody, your final words.
Well, one, I just want to say thank you, Benny, for having me on your show. Two, I just want all your listeners to realize that STEM is for everyone. And it can be you. It can be your child, your grandchild. But for all of the adults listening, you know, a career change, if you're interested in looking for a career change, look into a STEM opportunity, because they're right there in front of you and before your eyes. So don't count that out. And just wish all of your listeners the best. Thank you, Benny.
Very, very powerful. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you got these nuggets that she was dropping. And if not, you can just rewind. That's the beauty of this, and just play it over again, because she dropped the little nuggets. And I think the most interesting thing I loved about this conversation, she said you don't have to go to school for 100 years. Like, you know, I thought you had to go to school about at least 50 years to be like these engineers. So I'm so glad that, you know, you can do a 2-year degree and find some aspect of STEM that can work in your life. And, you know, just be open to the possibilities is basically what I got from this conversation, is be open to the possibilities. And let's just, once again, you can visit her at MelaniehRobinson.com, and that's spelled MelaniehRobinson.com, because Melody is reimagining the world of STEM, chemical engineer, speaker, entrepreneur, an investor. And until next time, ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate you being here. I appreciate you riding with us. And remember, thank you for allowing me to be in your hearts and your homes. And we'll see you next week right here on the Benny Randall Show. Good night. I love you, and you can't do a damn thing about it.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.